Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast. Listen, there's not wins and losses. It's wins and learning, and that's what we're doing on this show. We are learning, some of us, in real time. You get to see how things are working kind of up here. And I'm not the only one with challenges today. Pete and Davis both have their own draft challenge. I went from hard mode to easy mode. I only have one trap challenge. So it should be a fun show. It's a Swolecast hosted by RotoGrinders.com coming up next.
Can you hear the static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro, live a little.
Live a little.
Just live a little, guys.
All right, listen, we are in the draft. We are just going right at it. So I'm David Kitchen, aka Soccer Dave, joined by Davis Matic and Peter Overzet. Pete, you again have never had a worse spot, I think, than the both of us. You've had like a top five spot, it feels like, every single time.
That's a Swolecast bias, because anyone watching all my Best Ball Mania drafts will know that I've been getting a ton of late slots lately. So I'm not going to let you slander me here. 1-5, and we do have Christian McCaffrey go 1-2. So I'm going to get Tyreek Hill or Cooper Kupp here. And Diggs goes 1-4. All right, we're having some fun in here today.
Liam's alt account just set up the Bills Josh Allen stack.
Peter, you go with Tyreek Hill just right off the bat, ahead of Cooper Kupp. If you had to pick, what right now, what is your, like, what's the optimal range of pick selection for you?
I like having a top two pick. One, I like getting Chase or Jefferson. Then two, I really like the options available at the 2-3 turn there.
Oh, shoot. Gosh.
You want Kelsey that bad?
All right, I got AJ Brown. We're good.
Okay, so I'm gonna guess David's mission was something to do with either the Chiefs or with tight ends.
No, I really didn't realize I was on the clock. I was I get into host mode and then forget about, you know, what I've got, what else I've got going on. But I'm good now.
We got a good comment in the chat from Danny Coffey. It's just Kitchen's challenge is just to not time out in 18 picks, to not just no auto picks from David.
That would be a good one.
Right. So we each have individual challenges. How about this? On a scale of 1 to 10, how easy do you think it will be for the chat to guess your challenge throughout the draft?
1 being the easiest, 10 being the hardest.
Yeah.
Mine's like a 3. Mine should be easy to guess.
Mine's pretty easy too.
I think mine's going to be kind of hard. I'll say mine's like a 6 or a 7.
Okay.
Okay.
It'll help for the chat to be familiar with the types of teams everyone is drafting, probably. I mean, not that David really has a type. He just has who's ever at the top of the queue when the clock gets to 0, but helpful probably for you and I.
So I, Sosa, if you're on here, read your DMs, because I just want some clarification on my challenge. So you can just DM back. All right.
You seriously don't understand your challenge? Didn't Sosa DM you yesterday with this?
Yeah. But now that I'm reading it back, okay, yeah. All right, I'm going to change mine from a 3 to like a 9.
Oh, totally. So. Okay. You are on the clock right now. You are on the clock.
Yeah.
Dave is such a chaotic drafter that it's honestly impossible to tell what he's doing is deviating from the norm.
You can't follow his thoughts because he's just all over the place. He just is clicking. It's almost as if he is clicking at random.
I was given a tough challenge. If this is what the challenge is, I was given a tough one.
Okay.
So
I mean, you started your draft with AJ Brown and Chris Olave. Good picks. You made good picks.
Yeah, of course.
No. Okay. Pete takes Jonathan Taylor after ADP. Hard to tell if that's part of his mission or if he's just value hounding. If we have an AWU in the chat.
All right. Can I tell you
value
guys,
hounding is part of my typical MO.
Can I tell you something? Here's what I learned and why I think you guys, I think it's smart for people to do a slow draft first, because I wanted to make sure.
This is dead wrong.
No, Davis, would you shut up and let me explain my point here. I entered a $5 slow puppy to draft just to make sure the spike week overlay was working correctly. It's still not done yet. Over a week later, but that's okay. Every time it's my turn, it's a chance to research what I want to do, who's on the board. And so basically it's learning by experience at a much slower, less frenetic pace. So Davis, why would you say that slow draft is not the way? Just burn as much money as possible.
Because you're just going to learn better when the bullets are flying. You're going to learn better. You're going to get it's the 10,000 hour thing. I mean, you're going to get better with more reps.
For you, Davis, for you, because you are like writing your newsletter, you're writing
like Twitter threads. I know who plays for what team.
Exactly. You've been keeping up on the news. Like anytime someone's coming up on, you know, like possible options, I'm clicking the news icon and reading up, you know, who had a good training camp practice.
I love the idea of David Kitchen getting his takes from the underdog blurbs that are just the one sentence blurb that you get by clicking on their profile.
We got what are Tuttle's exposures? We should do like, when is Tuttle even going to come on the show? Like when's Tuttle's first?
Week one. I mean, Tuttle is not showing up till week one for sure.
You think?
Sorry, Kitchen. Had to snipe your little. I couldn't let Jalen Hurts fall back.
A little naked.
That is cheap.
So Pete's got a 1-1-1 build going right now.
Have I tipped my hand?
All value hound picks too. Everyone was a value hound.
Gosh.
All right, Dave. Man. Let's see the magic, bud.
No, I don't know if I just got sniped on two possibly. I was give a hint. Two
related to your mission.
Yeah.
Is your mission to draft a zero running back team?
No.
You got 2 seconds. Oh, there we go. He's setting up. He said, "Oh, he Dude, okay."
Did you just auto draft Calvin Ridley?
No, I start him. I wanted to make sure.
Oh,
I
you got start him.
Okay.
Top
of okay. Team. All right. All right. Technically, not. We'll give it to you. Not an auto draft. You got
three. Not an auto All draft. Right. Not an auto draft.
All right. So Pete has three value hound selections. Dave has all wide receivers. All AJ Brown was at ADP. Olave was before ADP. Ridley was right at ADP. And I have Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and DK Metcalf. This is actually a star I love. This is all of those guys fit into my framework of guys I like to draft a lot. Mahomes is, I don't know how I feel about this, but Mahomes is my second drafted overall quarterback. I have him at like 17% exposure.
Wow. How much of that Mahomes in the second round versus in the third round? Because he doesn't fall to the third that much.
My guess is a lot of it is probably in the second. Although now when I'm up here on the third and it's like Breece Hall or if Hurts and Josh go before him for whatever reason, like I am value hounding Mahomes in the third round when he's available to me and just backfilling those stacks for sure. Mm-hmm. And I also will take him, like for example, if I have Chase and they're at pick 23, I will take Mahomes there as well.
Gotcha. And where are you at on the... Oh, go ahead, Kitchen.
No, you go ahead, Pete.
I was going to say, Davis, where are you at on the great late stacking? Are you on Team Justin Ross or Team Richie James? Are you on Team Sky Moore or Team Rashee Rice? These are the battles people need to know.
Rice over Moore, but I take both of them. And just like last year, my percentage of Justin Ross exposure will be the same number of snaps he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, 0%.
Hmm.
The Justin Ross slappies, there are a lot of slappies in baseball, right? We got our Mac Jones slappies. We got our Najee Harris slappies. The Justin Ross slappies are the most unbelievable. Like, just hanging on to a freshman season in 2018, in 2023, it's really something.
Mm.
ETN gets auto-drafted. That really ticks me off, too. Like, when the auto-draft disrupts what you're trying to do, because I want an ETN.
Is your mission to get a quarterback, wide receiver, running back, week 17 stack?
Oh, no.
Is that part of how we want to play this? Like, if we guess someone's mission, do you have to reveal that that's correct, or do we want to just play it close to the vest?
No.
Parts of the mission. There's multiple parts of the mission.
All right, well, you're on the clock, so I'm not going to have you try and explain. Make your pick. You got 8 seconds, right, Dave?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so Dave's mission is something to do with stacking week 17 or the Jaguars. It's got to be, because he just reached on Christian Kirk like 30 spots ahead of ADP.
Six, but yes.
Yeah.
Christian Watson, nice pick there. A couple picks past ADP.
I just, in my own hashtag personal rankings, I prefer him to Hopkins by quite a bit.
Yeah.
Watson Hopkins and London are a coin flip, though.
I don't know how I feel about this Hopkins on the Pat stuff either. I'm just going to take him, though.
My thing with DeAndre Hopkins is, what situation does he land in that is better than the situations he's been in Houston and in Arizona? I don't see the team that signs him and gives him 9 targets a game other than Kansas City. Kansas City would really be the only team that could do that, I think.
Yeah, I mean, depends on the offense, right? What's Vegas saying? Are there odds where he's heading? Like, who's the favorite?
Well, Hopkins is the Patriots are the favorite after today's stuff. The reports sound like it's close.
Yeah, what? The report was they're not going to let him leave the building. without a contract signed.
Someone spotted him at a Dunkin' Donuts off of 1A in Foxborough.
Did you? It's
a lock.
Graham Barfield tweeted this out this morning, and I tweeted something out about Patriots camp yesterday. Juju's not even there. He's still hurt.
Yeah.
He's still hurt from an injury he suffered last season. He's still not back to full activity based off the knee injury he had in the middle of the season last year. We got a little bit of a piss boys draft here. Jahmyr Gibbs is he's 9 spots after ADP.
Yeah, on the board. What a smash.
Aaron Jones ahead of Jahmyr Gibbs, that is not a good pick.
You didn't know?
Hawkinson, the Aaron Jones Hawkinson correlation pick at the 4 or 5 turn.
Let's see. The chat thinks I'm value hounding. Ryan says Pete Hollywooding is value hound mission, like a guy holding the nut flush. I will. I'll reach ahead of ADP for a pick here for you guys then.
Oh, look at you.
Pete is not value hounding per him.
So I'll take Chris Godwin. I mean, it's at,
no.
You wanted Godwin?
Yeah. Wow. He had. Versus New Orleans and versus Jacksonville, week 16 and 17.
Is Dave's mission remember 1 week 17 matchup correctly?
I've already failed on my mission, I think.
How can you fail on your mission?
I don't get it.
You'll see. I've already failed my mission. Like the complete mission. I was given way too hard of a mission.
Why are we giving Kitchen the hardest mission? We need really simple things.
Is it really that hard though? Is this really a hard
mission? We just have to see.
I didn't think it was that hard, and he was like, "Okay, right away."
Well, yeah, because I didn't realize. I thought you were giving me
next week. Your mission will be draft a regular team.
The ultimate challenge.
Okay.
It's like you know that meme on Twitter during NFL season where they're like, the Seahawks had never played a normal game.
No,
it's David Kitchen has never had a normal draft.
Dave time.
No, I starred Kenneth Walker. this is absurd though. It really is.
Someone in the chat guessed someone's mission correctly, but I won't
say.
Is it the guy
who guessed the Florida teams for Dave? Is that
no, I'm not gonna spoil it, but there is a comment that got someone's mission correct.
Dave, was your mission to draft teams?
I'm not telling you.
No, if someone guesses your mission, you have to say
it. but you don't get unlimited guesses, Davis. Like, is that one of your 3 guesses?
No, I need more information.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the chat is asking for recaps of our team. My team through 5 round, I have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. I have DK Metcalf, Christian Watson, and Tyler Lockett at wide receiver. And I have Travis Kelce at tight end. Peter has, let's see here, let me scroll to Peter's team. Peter through 5 rounds has Jalen Hurts, Jonathan Taylor, Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins, and Chris Godwin.
Are you gonna do me?
I don't. It's probably not. The people don't.
We've
need
been
it.
Really focusing on your yeah. team.
David has Kenneth Walker at running back, who he took 4 spots after ADP. AJ Brown, Chris Olave, Calvin Ridley, and he took Christian Kirk 8 spots ahead of ADP. Wow, is the room gonna give me the full Seattle giga stack? Is this guy going to take Smith? Is Smith and Jigba going to go to the humble legend?
I refuse to let you have JSN at pick 66, and I can't even do anything about it. But I do refuse to let you get him at 66.
I almost took JSN at the last pick.
I've got Kenneth
Walker.
Should I get JSN? Because I'm next.
You gotta decide that for yourself.
If it fulfills your mission.
Yeah.
Well, if it fulfills my mission of disrupting Davis's mission.
That's a submission.
Soccer Dave, you're on the clock. What are you gonna do?
I know.
Don't do it.
Oh man.
Don't do it.
Oh boy.
Wow. That's a sick value right there, too.
Oh, I'm so
God,
tilted.
I'm jealous of that.
I'm so
that's
tilted.
So nice.
That's really annoying.
Oh, very nice. All right.
Kitchen made an accidental good pick just because it sniped Dave or David.
Don't care.
These are the only times I take Kadarius Toney when I get into this gross range of the draft and I have Mahomes. I fully acknowledge Kadarius Toney is a bad pick where I just took him, but God damn it, Dave.
Why do you feel the need to force Toney when you have Kelce and like 18 other backdoor stacking options with Mahomes?
Because no teammate is more tied to weekly spike weeks than Kadarius Toney and Patrick Mahomes. If Toney is having a good season, if Toney has the season that the Slappies, myself, are imagining, it's going to be extremely touchdown concentrated, and those are going to be hitting your lineup together at like a giant frequency.
All right.
Ryan Jones says Davis's mission is to draft a guy in the sixth with a sub 30%.
He got me. He zapped me good. God, it's David's fault. I had to make a bad pick. David ruined what was like a really nice team that I had brewing here.
People commenting on the audio. Listen, I'm sorry. There is some feedback in the office. Sure, Mike. So not sure what happened there, but
not
we'll
sure
fix it next week.
What happened, Dave?
Not sure what happened there.
Well, what happened is that we had this exact same problem last week. Dave knew about it for a full week and did nothing to course correct.
This is the first time I've been in the office, though, since last week, I think.
Totally.
In my defense, I might just have to start drafting at home. All right. Pete, you're coming up on the clock, but this week there was a one quarterback strategy threat. What started this as you draft?
I have no idea. I think it's the dumbest things you can do in a Best Ball Mania 4 draft, drafting one quarterback.
Davis, what happened there? I'm on the clock.
I just took Damian Pierce like 40 spots after ADP.
No, I know. I'm talking about, oh man, I still get Trevor Lawrence after the JSN pick. Oh boy, that is sexy right there.
The chat, I think they're zeroing in. I think they're zeroing in on what we're doing here.
They're not going to get mine. I'll just go ahead and tell you.
Is yours not that every player has to have a week 17 correlation to some degree? That's one of my three guesses.
There's no way that would be Dave's, because he said he thinks he already failed it, and there'd be could recover with that mission.
Okay. Right. Okay. Damn it. Not using my brain. Let's see. What did Peter do? Peter, you took Elijah Moore 13 spots ahead of ADP. Is that just where he's going now to you? Like, if you want him?
No, I had to stick it to everyone who just said I'm a value hound. I want them to know I can live a little when the time calls for it.
Is it because you think Deshaun Watson and this Browns offense?
I'm just trying to set up the Deshaun Watson pick. You're odd to me.
No, man, people are going to be really disappointed when they see what my they're going to be disappointed in Sosa. That's what
I don't. I don't actually. Peter threw me off the scent with it. Oh, Peter, is yours? You have to do hero running back or bimodal running back or whatever.
No,
hate that for me. All right, Soccer Dave, you are on the clock. 30 seconds. Let's see if we can get your pick done with 5 seconds to spare.
Don't rush me, please.
Kitchen, if you don't take Deshaun Watson for every single one of these drafts, that's your favorite click on the entire board.
Something about David's has to relate to stacking or the Jaguars or like giga stacking a team or something like that. It's got to be because he has been hyper-focused on these Jaguars.
All right, so I've got Lawrence, Ridley, Kirk, and Ingram. From the Jags, I've got Walker and Njigba from Seattle, and then Brown and Alave.
Did you have to take 5 players from one team?
No. We're Dave.
Dave is like your so playing this game with him, it's like playing poker with like your dumb idiot friend who you know, you're playing with him and he's like going all in, and like, you know, it could be he's such a dumb idiot he would only go all in with aces, you know, pre-flop or whatever, or he could just be bored of playing so he shipped it with 7-6 offsuit. Like, there's no way to read.
Once you see what the mission is, you will see that it was mission impossible. It truly was.
I don't think Dave drafted a single player from the mission. I mean, really unbelievable stuff.
That's not true.
It's just that I don't think it could really possibly be that hard, because both Peter and I don't know how Pete feels, but my mission is going swimmingly. So I don't know. I don't really know what your issue is, Dave.
You'll see. Okay. I've got some bones to pick with people, because we got to 5K last week. So very nice. Congratulations. We did it. We're halfway there. The road starts from here.
All we ever had to do was start streaming drafts, David.
Right? I'm seeing in the dashboard lots of comments. People love the show. They love interacting with this show. Mm. Some of the people that are commenting, though, have not subscribed to this show.
Wow.
And for that, I say, shame on you. So,
Kitchen, do you know that there's a setting in YouTube where you can make that not possible, subscriber-only comment mode? It's a really good way to weed out the Fairweather fans.
We might have to do that. I mean, I don't like doing that, but we might have to do that.
It would probably help us pick up some fellow travelers along the road to 10K.
Yeah.
okay, so put up this comment by Chipsy Lark. Dave's mission could be to draft a team and he could fail. Literally a mission enforced by the software, and he couldn't quite get it done.
Oh man, should we tilt some double QB bye week bros here? I don't have too many other good stacking. I was going to take Richardson there with my JT.
The move is to take Richardson.
Yeah, well, he's gone.
Man, Pete, this is always the most impossible. This is always a spot that's tough for me when Kamara is there, and you're just like, my lizard brain is like, yeah, Kamara, he scores so many fantasy points, and like I'm not, and he correlates with a pick I have, and I am still not going to take him. You hate to see it. What do I do? I don't love this pick.
Who did you just draft?
AJ Dillon.
Tell people as you're drafting.
I just took AJ Dillon.
AJ Dillon.
Pick 103 right at ADP.
Oh, baby. All right, you know I'm something on the clock. Yeah. Gonna draft Kamara.
Check the blurb. Check all the right, blurb. You gotta check the blurb.
More New Orleans. More New Orleans here. What's going on?
Okay.
Ricky Beers, you're telling me I have to sub to this? I mean, look, you don't have to, buddy, but you can. You're more than welcome to join us.
Yeah. Topstat NFT also recognized lots of comments recently. People love what we're doing. And the
who would have thought that incentivizing comments and having a regular streaming time every week that people know what to expect would do good for the engagement metrics on this show?
Yeah.
Dave,
see? Look,
I just noticed Dave's account balance.
Well, you should have known last week. What was it? $25.
Yeah. You're so,
next
so
week
torn.
It'll be 25.
Kitchen's so torn because he's like, the $25 drafts get me all of the comments from Pete or people chasing Pete's giveaway, but I'd really prefer to do $5 puppy drafts for my account.
Yes.
That's so good. You can't have DB write this off as a work expense.
I mean, I'm sure I could. I don't know. It'd be a little tough. To say draft, especially if I won, then they're gonna want their cut. Mm-hmm. Can we top up my guy's account? I'll set up a
Special Roto Grinders promo code. All right, so Dave, you have four Jacksonville Jaguars. You have two New Orleans Saints. You have two members of the Seattle Seahawks. I don't have a good guess. You can only draft players who are near a body of water. They have to be ocean. I guess other than AJ Brown, they have to be ocean cities.
I mean, Philly's not that far from the Atlantic.
Oh, come on!
You wanted Harris?
Yes.
I'm actually confused on what your mission is.
Yeah, I have no.
Sniped this on Damian Harris.
I know, sniped on Damian Harris ahead of Brian Robinson, Gibson, and a chain.
This is absurd. I cannot believe that. Oh, okay. All right. So, Pete, are you
for the audio listeners, my team is Patrick Mahomes and Geno Smith at quarterback, Damian Pierce, Rashad White, and AJ Dillon at running back, DK Metcalf, Christian Watson, Tyler Lockett, Kadarius Toney at wide receiver, Travis Kelce at tight end. Peter is on the clock right now, and he took Brian Robinson. So his team is Jalen Hurts and Tua, Jonathan Taylor and Brian Robinson. He's got the Miami Dolphins, Tua Tyreek stack. He's got DeAndre Hopkins. He's got Chris Godwin and Mike Evans setting up a little 18th round Baker Mayfield. Elijah Moore way ahead of ADP, and then value hounding Zay Flowers. The Elijah Moore ahead of ADP is the clue.
Really throwing you off?
It's the clue. I don't know what it means, but it is the clue. It's the key to unraveling the whole mystery.
What's crazy is that me failing this mission, I still have like the best team probably I've drafted so far.
just because the players the week 17 points are going to be mattering to each other, and you're not just clicking Cleveland Browns every time you're on the clock?
No. Maybe. Oh gosh. All right. Who's coming up?
Pete, where do you stand?
You've got a 2-2-6. You got zero tight ends. Mm-hmm. So the four tight end build might be in play.
I got excited scooping the Evans value, and then Goddard didn't come back to me at 77. Paul scooped him up. So that ruined
Have you used Easy Sheet yet? Did you guys do the stream with it?
I've done I haven't done a stream with him, but I did done a couple drafts with it. It's cool.
So, I mean, the math of the sheet would basically be like, it doesn't. Mike Evans could be 20 spots after ADP, and you still take Goddard there. Do you disagree with that?
Well, I also have a big bet on the box when I take Chris Godwin, so you're getting a correlation boost there as well.
Do Mike Evans and Chris Godwin correlate that well?
Yeah, I'm making a huge bet that the Bucs are better
than Godwin
smashes, it means there's competent quarterback play.
Or does it just mean that Godwin is bailed out via 170 targets because Mike Evans can't get open for Baker Mayfield? Right. It's like Jarvis Landry was good with Baker, but Odell wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a 1-for-1 correlation with Hurts to Goddard, but I do think I'm big on the Bucs being undervalued this year, the pass catcher specifically, and I love both of those guys.
I do not know what to do here.
Okay. Well, you got?
I'm stuck.
15 seconds, Davis. 15 seconds.
I had 2 seconds, and I took Nico Collins ahead of ADP, which was probably bad.
I was trying the old 10-9-8 when there is like 3 seconds left. All right. So I'm going to get a second tight end right now. A little Dalton Kincaid. You guys know that he's basically a wide receiver just playing tight
Slappy, end. Slappy Dave taking Kincaid the day after Dawson Knox has a knee injury in training camp, despite Dave not knowing that Dawson Knox has a knee injury in training camp.
Oh, I totally knew that.
you check the blurb? Yeah, Diggs not showing up.
It's concerning. Like, the worst pick in the draft. Quiet you.
It is. All right. Kincaid is the single worst pick.
Why?
Because he's probably like a favorite to see less than like 60 targets. Like,
do
Dalton Kincaid is
Kincaid
just...
is a bad pick in the 11th round, end of the 11th round.
Yeah. This is the Liam logic. The Liam logic is that the tight end 11 can't be a bad pick.
Pete's not really saying anything, so he must be really focused in on his challenge.
I'm trying to do some math on some stuff with my team right now. You caught me being very focused on my challenge. I am. I'm trying to reverse engineer this draft.
Where the hell did Sky Moore and Rashee Rice go? They went way ahead of ADP. I was looking at my queue and I was like, they should be there.
That is an aggressive choice from JBO without Mahomes to.
He double tapped Sky and Rice at 9 and 10. I guess is he? I assume he's stuff either. I assume he's watching the stream and knew that I would be taking them, and he's just trying to chat my ass, and it worked. So I got that going for me. Soccer Dave on the clock.
Yeah.
Tank Bigsby.
Yeah.
Where's Tank Bigsby, buddy?
He already got drafted, I think. No, he's still there.
You got to take Derek Carr then.
I think I do.
I mean, if you're going that hard on New Orleans, Dave, come on down.
Oh, man.
I love this pick I just made. Yeah. I love using a Jaylen Warren bring back with Seattle stuff, because if Warren is either contributing to week 17 or is the starter by week 17, I assume that means either Pittsburgh is playing more pass heavy or it just means they're playing catch up in week 17. That's like one of my favorite correlations is Jaylen Warren with the Seattle guys.
Ugh, that was brutal. I wanted one of Jaylen Warren or Kendre Miller there, and you both snapped them right up.
The chat is making a point that everyone already knows, which is that Tony's median projection is ass. Like everyone acknowledges this. I would only ever take Mahomes with Tony. This would be the only occasion I would ever do that. And the chat is right. His like, he's not a good pick. He's not. David, what do you got going here? This team. Peter sniped Tank Bigsby from you.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, already. I don't really need Tank.
So the mistake we made last time was assuming that your positional allocations had something to do with what you were doing. It turns out drafting Rashee Rice as your second wide receiver was not a bit. It had nothing to do. Had nothing to do with the challenge. You were just vibing. And so I'm hesitant to think that your two running back strategy here is has anything to do with what Sosa told you to do.
You might be correct, but I got Kenneth Walker and Kamara. I got two alphas in the running back room.
we're throwing around the term alpha pretty
alpha,
loosely there.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, Davis, you're up. You got the 2-4-5-1 build going on.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay. Who's Herb Smith playing week 17, Dave?
Buffalo.
Oh. What, are you trying to trigger Who's brain, he? Buddy?
No. Okay.
Who does Herb Smith Jr. play for, Dave?
I'm on the clock. Let me get on the clock. Oh, no. No.
What are we doing here? Why is Matthew Stapp? No, Dave.
No.
Dave, what is going on?
Oh, my God. Adam Thielen.
Dave is not allowed to ask me questions while I'm on the clock. That is...
Dave, you literally tried to mess me up. You literally said the wrong amount of time on the clock just to mess me up.
It's different.
There is no bigger cone of shame than being the guy who auto drafts Adam Thielen. I mean, that is really
It's rough. Happened twice, two in a row.
Oh, Dave.
Oh my gosh.
That nice is week no 17 good,
correlation
bud.
Though, Kitchen.
Oh, you got your bring back, bud.
That presupposes that Adam Thielen will still be playing in the NFL by week 17, though, which I'm not convinced is going to happen.
He might.
This is Dave drafting is like the Easy has this in the chat. It's like Evan Silva doing the randomizer where he's like 20% in on the bit, but he mostly just wants to get it over with.
That's how I'm starting to feel about all my drafts. Stream drafts, mostly over the net. Just try to get it over with.
At any point, do you feel yourself capitulating where you're like, dude, I just am not doing this?
No. I mean, someone asked me in the chat, this is my 54th stream. I did another cardio club draft last night on the club. I'm going to be running tonight on ship chasing. I'm ready for this era to be over. The running while streaming. I don't know why.
Why are you running on ship chasing?
Because Leone's infamous night run last year, we decided I was going to join him for one. So see how it goes.
I ran a 5K today just to see if I could do it. And running is hard. Turns out running is quite difficult.
It is.
I played 2 hours of basketball on Monday night after an hour and a half of pickleball Monday morning, and proceeded to not be able to move yesterday. Like I could not get out of bed.
I played tennis on Monday night, and people next to us brought pickleball stuff and were like just using the pickleball level of the court. And they could not have taken more than 100 steps the entire time. I was honestly embarrassed. I was like, I'd never seen it in person before. However lazy and stupid you think it is, it looks even lazier and stupider when it's happening right next to you.
If someone's bringing that to the tennis court, they're not really pickleball players. I would say they would find a real pickleball court. Davis, I would destroy you in pickleball.
Yeah, probably.
Like I would make you feel foolish. On the pickleball.
Yeah, well, isn't that because you've been playing all the time and Davis has never played it?
100%. But Davis thinks that he could just pick up a pickleball racket and be fine with it.
My guess is I could practice for 2 days and be better than you. But if I played with zero practice, you'd be better than me.
All right, Davis, I'll give you 2 days practice. You come to Nashville and then see what happens.
I'm not interested. Wow. I
Dave is getting
then why even throw that out there? Why even throw that out there that with 2 days practice?
Because with one you found one very hyper specific physical challenge you can best me at.
So you agree that I would wax you in pickleball?
Sure. Yeah. Name literally anything else, and I got you. Like mixed. If we did a mixed
basketball.
I mean, I'm just faster and stronger than you.
No, you're not beating Kitchen at basketball. Davis, go with like the skateboarding angle.
Yeah, go skateboarding or like motocross or something like that.
Well, any sort of weightlifting or running or anything, I'm going to beat you at that too.
I would love to watch you guys in a mile race. I would love to see how that goes.
Yeah. I'll do a mile race against Dave.
That sounds about the worst thing I could
Dave,
possibly
still, do. Are you still taking creatine, bud?
Of course. And someone in the Deposit Kingdom Discord said, I hope he loaded for the first day. I hope he's hydrating or nothing of that counts. And let me just tell you, I'm hydrating. I'm like Silva levels of water jugs going on. And there's a guy on Instagram at Train Bloom who says you do not need to load, just 5 grams.
You don't need to load. That's not a thing. Also, what are you loading for? You're not training for anything. You're just taking it. So there is no loading process.
Well, the whole loading thing is to like get it in your system, I guess, to like start.
I mean, all creatine does is help your muscles retain hydrogen. So it's not.
That's not all it does, Davis. There's over 500 independent studies that show the effectiveness of creatine. It also helps your mental acuity. It also helps soreness.
I don't know if I buy this. This is a big Huberman thing about the mental acuity. I don't know. I don't know if I buy it. Luke Schoonmaker at 15:10 is the most aggressive pick I've seen.
I think if we're going to talk about mental acuity and whatever Dave's stack is right now, it's like clearly working. I've never seen a man sharper in a draft.
Luke Schoonmaker at 15:10. I mean, are doing bits. We're doing bits here, I guess.
Did everyone else give themselves their own challenge? Like they wanted to play along at home. They're like, take the Cowboys fourth tight end, 8 rounds ahead of ADP.
All right. I need some running backs.
You sure do, Dave.
Bad.
There's a guy who plays for the Tennessee Titans who's still there. You ever heard of him?
Yeah.
You know who he plays in week 17?
Zeke Elliott.
Zeke is going to be Tyjae
plays Houston week 17, plays him twice in the playoffs, Davis. You have been – oh, look at Lenny taken. So, yeah, as far as the Dalvin Cook stuff, we talked about A-Chain and what – a dominant running back he's going to be. Does the Dalvin Cook to Miami rumors affect your
I don't think anyone on this program said Devin Achain was going to be a dominant running back.
I did, for sure.
Okay.
Alpha. Yeah. Like 5'4".
But like they also have Raheem and
Wilson. You think he loads creatine before NFL games?
Can you? Is that even legal?
Yeah. I mean, creatine is literally a naturally occurring compound, so you're going to test positive for it.
Oh, sniped on Spears.
Oh, damn, ooh. Dude. Tough.
That one hurts. Bad. Okay. All right.
Chase Brown. Anytime you can take a fifth-round rookie, I think you just got to do it. As I take an undrafted free agent right now.
I knew I was about to say it if you didn't.
Pete had his video come out about guys you have to take or like guys that you want to take to win your league.
What?
In June. I think Chase Brown and Chandler were on that list. And Chuba Hubbard was on that list as well. Who else was on the list?
I think I talked up in that video. I forget. I don't even know which video you're referencing. I hyped up Ty Chandler, Chuba, and Tajay Spears in a recent.
I mean, there's a chance he could be watching one of your videos from last year, Peter. Just knowing
that. No, there is. Ty Chandler was the guy. Yeah, I still think that these quarterbacks are going way too late as far as Stroud. Bryce Young.
Because you just don't know?
You really don't.
But don't you know about some quarterbacks, so you'd want to take the quarterbacks you do know about beforehand?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, gosh. This is so bad.
I got to look and see if I have no clue what the fuck Dave's doing, but I'll see if I can guess what Davis is doing. What was your challenge? Just as your RB build, Davis?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you, yeah.
That Davis was your only challenge?
Work. Yes.
God. You getting a challenge that I call a Tuesday.
Easiest challenge, and you gave that a 3? That's a 1. Literally, don't draft running backs till the end of the draft.
You said ease. The challenge was ease of guessing.
Oh.
Peter. Your challenge is a 4 tight end build.
Yeah, everyone in the chat has said it like 100 times.
Okay, and Dave's challenge is completely unknowable. It is opaque. It is just no. Yeah, I don't know, Dave. I got no clue. This is I mean, you know what? Honestly, good on you for being a good sport, though. Like, you know, a lot of people would be mad about flushing $25 directly down the Twitter every single week. So good on you. Like that. Like my objection was, I don't want to draft dead teams, and you no complaints from you. So good for you, bud.
No, thank you.
Also, Ryan Jones makes a great point here. The guy who was aggrieved at fucking up an elite tight end build is mad at how easy 0 RB was.
No, I had 2 builds, though, at the same time. I had
elite tight end and rookie heavy. That is so goddamn
rookie
easy.
Heavy.
That is so
easy. You had 0 RB. That's like a baby step. Is there any draft that could be easier than 0 RB other than draft 1 team stack? Even that would be harder than a 0 RB build.
They're all pretty easy.
No, Sosa gave you the easiest one. Sosa definitely gave you the easiest one.
Yeah, totally, dude. Totally.
I'm so mad right now.
Are you? What's your mission, Dave? Tell us your mission.
Yeah, what is your mission, Dave?
Okay, I fulfilled it. I fulfilled the mission. Sosa gave me 3 team stacks to do. I had to do these 3 specific teams.
Ooh. Sosa, you had to do Jacksonville, New Orleans, Seattle?
No, I had to,
he had
do,
to Bills. Do Las Vegas and the Bills, and then I let him pick whatever team he wanted.
What?
So that was Jacksonville.
Las Vegas and the Bills?
Yes. I had to stack.
Where are the Bills?
Things. You'll see. Khalil Shakir and Dalton Kincaid.
How many did you need from those 3?
So
we just said team stacks. So like, I have to do 3 team stacks.
Dave needs something about 7 layers less complex.
This is what I'm saying. Because if you get like where I was at the end of a draft, you don't get those beginning. You don't get those pieces.
I'm absolutely dying. And Sosa's thought process being give me a super easy one, give Pete an easy but non-optimal one, and then give Dave like a much more involved one.
It's not just involved, like you have to, like with the Bills and the Raiders. That's why I thought that maybe he was saying one of either the Bills or the Raiders, right? But like Josh Allen, you got to get him right at the get-go. Bills have 2 guys right at, or the Raiders have 2 guys right at the top. Like
it's too, that one, that is too, it's too finicky for people to guess, really is the issue.
Yeah. Pete was a 4 tight end bill. Just wait till the end of the draft, not having any tight ends.
Do you know, like, I feel so gross though. I'm about to just, I like seeing Dalton Schultz, Taysom Hill, Trey McBride, K-Dot, and on one roster.
But you took Taysom, so you did it right. You did a good thing.
Well, if you're going to do a 4 tight end build and not take Taysom while also loaded up on Bucks, you might as well just delete your account. I mean, what's the point?
I agree. I mean, I just think doing a multi tight end build and not taking Taysom is you might as well turn your account balance over to
Redmond. I'm not done grossing up this team, though. Here we go. the rare 3-5-6-4 build, giga stacking the Tampa Bay Bucks with Baker Mayfield. Bye week bros don't come after me.
Wow. That is a team. That is a team.
It's Peter. A team. And the only reason I was able to pull it off was with Zay Flowers falling to me and allowing me to get six wide receivers. I felt comfortable stopping
that weren't all foul. Okay.
Yeah.
So the Elijah Moore thing was a little bit of a canary in the coal mine, but it was just so you didn't have to look at like doo-doo shit poopster as your fifth wide receiver.
Exactly.
Is really the only thing happening there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I mean, Pete, I think in a weird way, I actually think I liked this team more than some of the other teams you've drafted, mostly because I think four tight ends is fine. There's like these people who are so adamant that like your wide receiver eight is better than your wide receiver or your tight end three or whatever. It's totally divorced from reality. These guys' median projections are so low.
I actually like the only things I would have in a perfect world, Hurts and Tua would have the same bye week, so I didn't have to deal with that.
Sure.
You guys sniping me on Kendre and Jaylen Warren, who would have been smash running back four picks.
Oh,
for me, that was tilting.
Here's
and then
the
nothing. I wouldn't really change anything else.
Another thing, David is a huge dick for taking Smith and Jigba because that was not related to his mission in any way.
You don't know that.
I do actually know that.
That was a sick value. I couldn't blame Dave for that one.
Well, if Pete hadn't been go to me to do it, I wouldn't have done it. But I drafted two guys from Las Vegas and two guys from Buffalo. That's a mini stack right there.
And you had already had two Jaguars and you knew you were taking Lawrence and you probably in your demented little brain knew you were taking Evan Engram as well.
Yeah, I knew I was taking Lawrence. It was the decision was take Lawrence for the stack or take Njigba to
This is a good line. How many teams that David drafts on stream will he advance to the semifinals? Right? Or not even the semifinals. Let's go just advance period. Set the line at 0.5. What do we make it that Dave advances one team that he drafts on stream?
Peter?
Broken clock, blind squirrel. like, if average, like, Dave has to be, like, sub 5% chance to advance these teams.
It's unbelievable because Dave, to his point, has had multiple teams in the past do well. But what I'm wondering is it really just that best ball is that much of a mystery that Dave has always been this terrible at drafting and we just didn't know? Or is being on stream making him that much worse because his brain is so unable to do both
things?
I hate
to pull back the screen on this because I have seen like Dave's teams in previous years when Dave and I were both in the inaugural puppy or whatever they called it at the time. Like Dave's teams were good. They were structurally sound. They had correlation. I think Dave is leaning into this idiot bit for this.
I think he might be too.
Yeah. Dave knows how to draft.
I'm gonna explain something to you guys because you guys are just way in this bubble right now. It is June 14th. We have not even got to July yet.
Yeah, I keep hearing people say this. This is a constant criticism, like, oh, you're virgin, you're drafting teams on June 14th. What do you want me to do? You want me to sit on my computer on August 3rd and draft 10 teams a day? It's not viable. More than 10 teams.
Some people, like, you know, they show up in the first quarter in a race. They'll lead the race, you know, whatever. They'll get out to start, and then they won't finish strong. I'm the opposite way where when it comes time for July and August rolls around, I'm going to really get into this, and I'm going to pick my guys. And that's where you really start advancing. Like last year, who was it? Jalen Hurts. Like that was the guy that helped me advance my team. Like being all in on guys that actually do good and avoiding the landmines.
Being
that
all
helped
in on
me.
Guys that do, being all Dave solved best ball. Be all in on guys who do good.
And that has helped me. Now sometimes it will bite you, but I haven't zeroed in on like who my guys are yet this season. And that won't come until July.
What are you talking about? You take Deshaun Watson. You trip over yourself to select Deshaun Watson in every draft. You have
he might be a guy. Yeah, he might be a guy. Adam Thielen might be an auto guy. Just
Derrick Henry is a third round pick this year. You could be snapping him off at the 30th overall pick. You could, if you wanted to, you could have Derrick Henry on every team this season, and you're not going all in right now.
I get it. But I'm just telling you guys.
You're fake Henry.
This is why I'm doing the slow draft. This is why I enjoy doing these drafts without having all of the information right now and just trying to complete these challenges, because I know that when July hits, I'm going to be all in. Like, what I'm really excited about is the DraftKings best ball stuff.
You want to make an 1800 person final and get sent a set of steak knives for drafting like a top 0.0001% best ball team.
Speaking of which, Dave, did you get the bucket hat from DraftKings? Are you part of that crew? Wow.
No.
I am. Hey, Rudman, where's my cactus, bro?
You didn't get
I didn't get.
No cactus, dude.
Yeah. And you maxed BBM last year?
Yeah. I posted.
Did one of your drafts get thrown out?
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine if you're one shy of a cactus?
I would be livid.
Because someone took Luke Schoenmacher in the ninth round and took your cactus.
All right. No, Davis, I think that I'm really focused on my health this month of June. I know that when July and August rolls around, it's going to be all business.
Your health? What are you doing for your health?
I just told you, 2 hours of pickleball, 2 hours of basketball on the same day.
Two heaping scoops of creatine. It's the Dave.
Dave,
I don't know.
Creatine. We're on day 11 of creatine.
Are you lifting at all? Like, are you just doing creatine and cardio?
No. Lifting.
Dave is lat raising 7.5s at Planet Fitness.
Dude, you're seriously taking creatine to augment your pickleball play?
No, I'm taking creatine just because I'm a male who's 39 years old. I am lifting 2 or 3 times a week, not heavy, but I'm going in on cardio and I'm feeling good. I'm down 8 pounds in the past month and a half. We're doing good.
Bud.
We're doing good. We're getting there.
Have you read? Have you read Outlive yet?
You know the answer. Davis, come on.
No. Davis, any sport, other than if you want to call skateboarding a sport, let me know. Any major sport.
I'll beat you at golf. I'll beat you at tennis. I'll beat you in any kind of race, any distance, any whatever you want.
That's not a sport. Racing, not a sport. I'm talking about some sort of skill level.
I will give you
golf.
I'll beat you at any Olympic sport. Any sport they do at the Olympics, I'll beat you.
Any Olympic sport. Holy cow. I can't wait to watch you guys in an equestrian challenge.
Archery, cycling, whatever, dude. I will kick your ass.
Archery? Okay, just lock it in. We need a full decathlon between Davis and Kitchen. Oh, my God.
Well, no, but think about all the things that Olympics covers. Olympics is going to cover weightlifting. It's going to cover any endurance activity. I will beat Dave at all these things.
Basketball
is an Olympic sport. I'll give it to you. You probably could beat me just shooting 3-pointers. I am not good at basketball.
Davis, I could beat you posting up too. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Don't go down the basketball road. No. Kitchen would wipe the floor with you in basketball.
I'm so much stronger
Davis.
Than you. You would not beat me posting up.
Davis. 100%. I can beat you without shooting threes. There's just like,
well, okay, just,
that
I will do with you. That I will do with you. You can't shoot any 3-pointers. You have to shoot with inside the 3-point line.
David, I hate to pump Kitchen's bags, but dude is good at basketball. He would.
No, I'm not doubting. I'm saying I believe that he's a heavy favorite over me in basketball. But if his idea is he is going to back me down, I'm so much stronger than him. There's no chance
in the paint
with that.
Davis, it'd be like, if I was playing a guy who was 6'6", right? Even if he's a good shooter, he would still like get on me because he is taller than me and can shoot over me in the paint. That's all I'm saying. Anyways.
I think you are a huge favorite over me in basketball. Everything else, you're like a plus 175 dog at best. Hey, pickleball. You definitely beat me in pickleball.
Ping pong
and badminton are Olympic sports. Meet me out in the.
You probably beat me in ping pong. You probably beat me in ping pong.
I know I beat you in ping pong, Davis. I'm an
okay,
athlete.
You found three, Dave. You found three things on the planet you're better than me at.
All right.
Also, reading a book. You guys should compete at reading a book.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Not an Olympic sport. All right.
Dave, what was the last book you read? Cover to cover. Could even be an audio book.
I don't even know.
Kitchen.
But, are we going to roast each other's teams?
Oh, God. Yeah. No, I mean, am I getting time and a half? We got to speed this up. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah. Davis, you start.
Well, that's never how we do it. I always go last, but I can start with Peter's team. Peter, I hate to say it, he drafted a really good team. The bye week bros came after him. He drafted Jalen Hurts and Tua, who have the same bye week. So Peter's just really hoping that Baker Mayfield is still the starting quarterback. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers win Jalen Hurts and Tua take their bye week. He value-hounded Jonathan Taylor, value-hounded Brian Robinson, value-hounded Elijah Mitchell, stuck it to Soccer Dave by taking Tank Bigsby two spots ahead of ADP, and then took a guy who seems like he's most likely going to be working at a food truck by week 8, Raheem Mostert. Correlate Raheem Mostert with Tyreek Hill. DeAndre Hopkins, who's so good that his team just cut him, and the New England Patriots are not letting him leave the building, correlates Baker Mayfield's two wide receivers, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. I'm wondering which one of these guys' dads makes a highlight video of Baker Mayfield missing him on throws first. Elijah Moore ahead of ADP, the canary in the coal mine that Pete was up to something weird. And anytime you can take an already banged up Ravens wide receiver, you absolutely got to do it. The four tight end room. All these guys in underdog, their profile picture looks the exact same because they're all the same dude. Dalton Schultz, Taysom Hill, Trey McBride, Kate Otten, put them in a lineup. You can't tell me which one is which.
I think the Kate proud Otten, boy tight end build.
This is the January 6th tight end room. Dalton Schultz, Taysom Hill, Trey McBride, and Kate Otten.
These guys combined have 8 different subs to run Pure Sports and Ship It Nation.
Beautiful, beautiful.
All right, Pete.
Am I doing Davis or you? Do I always do you?
No, you're Dave? Doing me. Yeah, you're doing me.
You're doing me, and then Dave totally half-asses his way through looking at my team.
No, I know what I'm going to say about your team,
Dave. Wait, sorry. I'm doing Kitchens, right?
Yeah, that's you're doing mine. Do.
So yeah. Kitchen had a challenge that I still don't even understand exactly what the challenge is or why it was so hard for him to complete.
He gave three specific teams.
Three specific teams, but hang on real quick. Was there amount of players you needed for it to qualify as a stack? How many players from each team did you need?
A stack can be two.
That's a mini stack. I was thinking a stack was be three or more.
All right, so even if we're working underneath that, and Sosa says three here, so that's 9. That's literally half of your other picks. You didn't have to worry about anything, Dave, and you still acted like someone asked you to, break into the Smithsonian at night or something. Quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Derek Carr, that's completely fine. Running backs Kenneth Walker and Kamara, who you called two alphas. You are going to have to check the dictionary definition of alpha. Roschon Johnson, Chase Brown, Kareem Hunt, because you just cannot stop drafting problematic Browns and former Browns. Wide receiver, A.J. Brown. I swear it was almost a timeout, too. Chris Olave, Calvin Ridley, Christian Kirk. One of those guys will barely pay off ADP. The other one is probably just a burned pick. But, two cracks at it there in the top 40. Can't be too bad, Dave. JSN, your one good pick of this draft. Jacoby Myers.
And he only did it because you told him to.
Jacoby Myers, who's about to get completely cucked over by DeAndre Hopkins. Nope, he's not on the Patriots anymore. I take that back. Adam Thielen. Honestly, if you're going to do Adam Thielen, it's, 12 picks past ADP in a Jacksonville gigastack. So whatever, GG there. Kitchen, Hunter Renfrow might as well get all the slot wide receivers on Vegas. Khalil Shakir, because you did remember you had a prompt to fulfill and were quickly trying to graph Buffalo Bills. Tight end Evan Engram and Dalton Kincaid. Dalton Kincaid, the worst tight end pick on the board, unless you're out for drinks with Leone and Chess Liam, in which case it's the skeleton key to drafts.
I had to draft Shakir at the end. I mean, obviously, Jimmy G was going to be one of the guys I was going to draft, but it just didn't work out. I failed.
It just didn't work out because Dave forgot his mission and took Derek Carr.
No, MVP. I didn't. Like when Damian Harris was picked right before, a few other picks were picked right before, like sniping me. Like that was me saying, oh, all right. So Davis's team, Davis was given the hard task of just not drafting a running back until later on in the draft. Somehow Sosa thought that would be adequate for Davis's drafting skills. I don't know. Kind of jealous. He goes with Mahomes, pairs him with Kelsey, and then Kadarius Toney, who might be healthy 2 weeks of the season. The only other Kansas City player he drafts looks like Richie James, the last pick. So lots of options there in KC. Davis takes three. Geno Smith, he goes with the Seattle stack, pairs him with wide receiver two, DK Metcalf, and wide receiver three, Tyler Lockett. Misses on JSN, wide receiver one there.
Fucker.
Big miss. All it takes, you got to have perfect teams to advance these. Trust me, I know. Davis, this is not a perfect team because Jason's not on there. And the running back room is what it is. It's just a bunch of dart throws.
Hey, you just don't know. Dave, you just don't know.
With Pierre Strong, we really just don't know. So
they cut J-Rod, baby.
I know.
But one thing I'd say about the challenge, I feel like the zero RB thing is just too. He should have said like your first pick had to be after round 8 or 9. It's too easy. I mean, it's practically lines up. Everyone on Underdog is drafting like that this year. That was too easy.
Zero RB. It's just a normal draft.
I took Damian Pierce at pick 79, bro. You cannot quibble with that.
I'm not quibbling with what you did. You played within the rules. I'm quibbling with Steven. Next time you need to tell Davis can't draft a running back until after round 10. Now we can start to have
I wouldn't do that. That boxes me in. That boxes me into making bad picks just for the lulls, which I won't do.
You don't think I just made bad picks for the lulls?
See what happens. All right.
Some of us are trying to chase Kareem.
Final thoughts, Davis?
Well, I mean, look. Road to 10K. Turns out all we had to do was actually just show up and do the show and make some entertaining programming for the people instead of talking about like Moonbirds or whatever else we were. I can't imagine how bad last off season shows were in comparison to this off season. And I am hoping at one point that Soccer Dave will have a good draft. I mean, Dave, if you showed up next week, professional, knowing who you were going to pick, starring guys, I would be floored. I would be truly floored. And I look forward to beating you in 100 consecutive Olympic events at some point over the next couple of years.
Yeah. All right. Thanks to everyone that's been commenting. Again, if you're commenting and not subscribed, please just go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And we enjoy all the comments. I've been floored with all the comments. So thank you for that.
Floored. He's been floored, Peter.
Yeah.
Is your Venmo public? Do you want people to maybe help top off your Underdog account if you want to push your Venmo?
You don't need to do that. So I appreciate that. And I will keep you guys updated on my physical fitness challenge. And Davis, meet me in Temecula. We will see you guys later. Peace.